He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the one, the only, the Gadget Professor. Well, we are on episode 125, and I have some news for you. At least it was news for me. I've actually finally broken the 165 countries. I'm now heard in 166 countries around the world. And no, I don't know what country it is. I have to go into the logs and look to see what country finally listened to me. And I think the only reason they listen to me is so they can turn me off. But anyway, welcome to the Gadget Professor. Most people don't know this, but last week when you watched the interview on Havit TV with Gary Meeker, I was actually in Hawaii with my wife, and we had a great vacation, and I will actually post some pictures up. I took some cool shots of some waterfalls and other things, and we had a great time, and I'm slightly jet-lagged, but here I am anyway. So let's start off the show by welcoming everybody, and of course, we'll get through it real easy tonight. If you want to watch a Gadget Professor, just go to thegadgetprofessor.com. You'll see our webpage there. You can actually watch the show right from the webpage. And right in the middle of the webpage, you want to subscribe to that newsletter, which is right there. The reason you want the newsletter is because after every show is posted, that's Thursday evening, Arizona time, I usually post between, I don't know, 7 and 12 o'clock at night, Arizona time. But as soon as it's posted, if you're subscribed to the newsletter, which is free, you will get the show notes. The show notes has every single thing we talked about on the show that evening, and it's all hot links, so you don't have to write anything down while you're listening to the show. A lot of people don't watch the show visually. They actually listen to it because we have an audio channel, too. So you want to subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can watch it on the iPad, the iPhone, the Boxy Box, the Roku Box. We have our own channel, The Gadget Professor, there. We're on Havit TV. Anywhere there's a glass surface and the internet, you can watch The Gadget Professor. Also, you can email me at any point in time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That would be thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And if you have a gadget or know of a gadget, if you manufacture a gadget or anything you'd like me to review, just drop me a line. I'm easy to get a hold of, and we would love to have you on the show. And as a matter of fact, today we have a gentleman here, Mr. Troy Anderson, who's in the studio with us. And he's going to show us some very cool apps that he actually developed himself, or his company did. And you'll want to stay tuned for that, because they're pretty cool apps, and I can use them both, and I'm sure you can. And I choked Troy today when I met him. He's actually going to give us a great deal, so stay tuned for that. So you also can follow the Gadget Professor on Facebook, and again, as soon as the show is up, you can check me out on Facebook. You can like me if you like me. And also my favorite page, Rebel Mouse, which takes all our tweets, and I tweet about 100 times a day now, and essentially everything that's brand new in technology is going to show up on my Rebel Mouse page, so you'll want to follow me on Rebel Mouse, and it's all a visual depiction of our tweets, so you can follow me at Twitter. It would be @GadgetProfessor. Mike will get the overlay up. There we go. Thank you, Mike. And if you follow me on Rebel Mouse, you'll actually see the visualizations of all of those tweets, and it's pretty cool. This page changes multiple times a day, and right now what you're looking at, I'm just, there's a picture of Hawaii right there that was that I took, so I put some photos already up that you can check out, and there's one of the Big Island, which is where I was. Very cool place. So check out the Rebel Mouse page. It's a lot of fun. So let's get right into it. The first free app, well, not a free app, the first bit of news about an app that just came out, which I think you should know, is about the iPhone 5S. And you know that I mentioned as soon as they had that fingerprinting app on the iPhone, I said, you know, that's trouble going to happen. And already, if you go to YouTube, you will find about 50 YouTube videos. I'm not going to run them now, but I'll put some links in our show notes that shows all the different ways that they've already hacked it and bypassed it, so it's pretty much ineffective as of now. And as I said, there are quite a few videos already showing you how to hack that. So if you think that your new 5S is secure because it's got its your fingerprint on it or someone else's fingerprint, it's not. Now, I have a favor to ask. I don't do this often. In fact, I only have done it once in almost 3 years now. But the 9th Annual People's Podcast Award nominations, it's now open. So if you go to podcastawards.com, I would be very grateful, if you feel like it, to nominate the Gadget Professor in one of these categories or multiple categories, because I would love to win one of these awards. I don't know if I'm worthy because the competition's pretty stiff, but I'll put this in the show notes, and if you're so inclined, I would appreciate a nomination. I can't nominate myself, nor would I, but you fill out the page, and you only get one shot at nominating it, and that's it. So that will be at podcastawards.com. Now, this was sent in to me actually today or late last night by our good friend Warren Andrews. And of course, Warren is the great friend of the Gadget Professor show, who does the announcing at the beginning and end of the show and did the voiceover for us. And we're very grateful for Warren's talents, as always. And now and then, Warren finds something that's interesting and sends me the article link. And this was pretty cool. This is on TechCrunch. I will have it in the show notes. But essentially, what this is it's even wireless earbuds have wires. If you think about it, there's a wire that usually attaches from the left to the right. Now they have a new product out, which is, I'm not going to run the video. You can do it on your own. But it's basically goes in each ear, and it uses brand new technology. And I kid you not, you can adjust the volume by biting. If you bite once, it will skip a track. You can double bite. Everybody knows how to double bite. A double bite will change the volume control. And it's a pretty cool device. It's actually on Kickstarter, but it's fascinating to listen to the technology, and they have a couple videos as to how it works. It's very ingenious, and I think you'll get a kick out of this if you're into gadgets and earplugs. So supposedly they're waterproof, and they work on a magnetic type of induction. It's very cool stuff, so you'll want to check that article out. And Warren, thanks for sending that. I appreciate it, and I got a kick out of reading about it. And also, we have another relatively new contributor to the Gadget Professor program. This came from an old friend of mine, Alan Goldstein in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much for sending me this. If you watch the Gadget Professor, you'll know that a couple things I always preach about. One is the cloud. I keep telling you that I don't feel any cloud services, any cloud storage system is 100% safe. A lot of people will disagree with me, and I know a lot of you people use various programs and pay various companies to do your backup, which is all well and good and fine, but I'm just telling you again that I just don't think there's any website, even the United States government, the FBI, I can go on and on and on, that's totally secure. Not today. Along those same lines, you know that I'm always saying, be careful for viruses, and there's two programs that I always mention, malware, Bytes, I like that a lot. Spybot is a great program. I think that should always be on your system. Spybot Search and Destroy, it's called. And lastly is Microsoft Essentials, which is a free antivirus program provided by Microsoft, which is what I use, and that's what I have on my computer. Now, Alan sent me this article, which I believe was in the New York Times and picked up by no less the Scranton Times/Tribune. That's a whole nother story. But basically what it's saying here, as you all know, the New York Times was just brutalized. Their website was brought down for days. I think they're still recovering from that. But there's a growing body of evidence that suggests most malware fighting software being sold is no match for the increasingly sophisticated attacks. Businesses at the time when millions of computer users are facing increasingly sophisticated cyber attacks, the antivirus software they rely on to keep their information safe frequently falls short of doing the job. And this is a very, very quick read, very interesting article, but the New York Times used Kaspersky, which is fine, and they have acknowledged that it didn't clean off everything that it was supposed to clean off. And the reason for that is that the hackers and the people who are designing these viruses are actually smarter and more sophisticated than the people who are doing your web software, if you will. So you've got to be real careful. Now, that said, the only one thing that I have found in my experience over the last year, the only thing that absolutely gets everything off that I have found, believe it or not, is the Fix Me Stick. And we've done episodes on the Fix Me Stick, and maybe we'll get them back in here. But because that updates every time you plug that in, and because it runs on Linux and doesn't touch your software at all, and there's a Mac version of that Fix Me Stick coming out, that is single-handedly your best defense. So if you run that once a week, every other day, depends how paranoid you are, and also depends where you've been browsing. If you're browsing where you shouldn't be, you're going to get this malware. You're going to get these weird things that are going to happen to your computer, and you don't know why. I know why, because you're browsing where you shouldn't be, but I know that the fans of the Gadget Professor don't do that kind of stuff. But in any event, the Fix Me Stick is what you want. Now, crawling right along here, this is a very cool app. I just came across it maybe a week ago, right before I went to Hawaii. But it's called Flava, and this is a private journal that you can't lose or drop in a fountain. And essentially, it allows you to capture, keep records of ideas that are in your head, pictures, lists, moments that you shared with beloved ones, even a web link to share if you want to save it or share it with someone else later. Unlike Facebook, you have some privacy here. You can easily capture them on your mobile device in your choice of convenient formats. And it shows you how you can organize things, recall things. They have a real nice video that I won't run because I have a guest here and I want to get to Troy. But take a look at this if you're interested in doing some journaling. This is a very cool program. And now, this is a cool site. I'm going to cough, so bear with me. Excuse me. So, this is called searchsystems.net. And you can find out some pretty cool stuff about your neighbors. But better yet, if your daughter's dating someone and you want to check them out, or your son's dating someone and you want to check them out, this might be a good site that's free, and it has all the free public records of all the states. That's 52. So, here's your map, and you can search the public records by the state, by the type of record, by the county, by the city, by the zip code, nationwide, and you can search in other countries. It will search, if you want to pay some bucks, it will do criminal records, bankruptcies, judgments, liens, a new national security search, corporations, so on and so forth. And it will do a people search for you. So a lot of this is free, and you might want to check it out. Attorneys, birth records, campaign financing, charitable organizations, court records, criminal codes, criminal records, you get the picture. So check that out. It's too late for me to check out on my son-in-law or daughter-in-law because they're already married, but no problem there. I like them both. Now, this is called Piriform, and essentially it's called Speccy. Piriform makes Speccy. And what this does is it's an advanced, this is totally free, advanced system information tool for your PC. So if you need to find out what's inside your computer, how much RAM, what kind of motherboard, yada, da, 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 you load this on your machine, it's free, and it will tell you stuff you didn't even know about your machine. So check that out. And now we're going to go to YouTube. I'll bet you didn't know that you can get free, totally free, copyright-free music that you can use to do whatever you want with on YouTube. If you just go to YouTube/audio library, you will see a ton, literally a ton, of free music, free stings, what's called stings, all kinds of stuff, reggae, rock, R&B, and you can use this to put under a movie that you made or a slideshow, and it's totally free, totally downloadable. And this will be in the show notes. Now, the last three apps, if you will, that I'm going to talk about are for security and safety for your loved ones. And I would hope that you would look at all these next three apps and at least pick one of them to put on your phone, on your mobile phone. The first one is Welcome to a New Family Circle. What this does is it's a part location, part communication, always awesome. Life 365 keeps millions of families and close friends connected no matter what the chaos in their life is. And you essentially download this. You can have circles. You can have flexible location sharing. So if your kids are somewhere and you want to know where they're at, you can have invites only. And over 22 million people so far have downloaded this. It's very simple to use and very effective. Another one that I like is this app is kind of crazy. It says this app helps save girls in danger. If you've ever called a friend or a family member while walking alone through an alley, just so someone will know where you are, this is the app for you. This says, well, there's all kinds of testimonials here, but you can tell your phone when you want it to go on so it's watching over you. Let Watch Over know when you're walking home, taking a cab, or meeting someone new. We will track your location via GPS every minute until you confirm that you're safe. If we don't hear from you when the time's up, your loved ones will get notified immediately. So this is a very good app, and no time to let an app know. Just shake your phone. If you're running short on time, all you have to do is launch the app, hold the phone in your hand, and shake it when something goes wrong. The app will sound an alarm. It will take a video of what's going on, and it will send your location to your loved ones. All you got to do is just shake the phone, and it works just like a Polaroid picture. So it's a cool app, and I could see a lot of people wanting to have this just as a safety valve, if you will. And the last one that I actually like is called Be Safe. It's a personal safety alarm. All these are free. And this app could help save your life. It got 5 stars out of 5 stars. Nervous when walking alone at night, jogging or hiking, lonely trails. Ever beg to use the phone? I'm sorry. Ever beg for the phone to ring and get you out of a particular situation? Yeah. You can set up your own safety network of friends and family members, as many as you want, and they will be notified in the case of emergency. Just push the big red SOS button to text them, to call them with information on your exact location and that you're in need of help. It's that simple. So check out those three apps. I'm sure one of those three you'll find useful, and that's what we're here for. And now what I would like to do is to introduce Mr. Troy Anderson. And Troy is actually right out of Scottsdale or Phoenix, is it?
Scottsdale,
okay. And Troy has a company called Elbow Room Studios, and they actually develop all kinds of apps, and there's two apps that I absolutely love, and Troy is here to show us both of them. And the first one we're going to look at is called Over 40, and essentially what this is it's a magnifier that you can take with you, and I love it. So without further ado, let's bring in my good friend, Mr. Troy Anderson. Welcome to the Gadget Professor. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me. I've already learned 3 things that I have to do before I go back to the office.
That's so great. So you're going to watch the Gadget Professor from now on?
Uh-huh. I'm a subscriber.
Hey, a new fan. Love it.
I wish I owned a country. I could, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone told me there were 200 countries or 210. I'm still not sure exactly how many there are, but I was stuck at 165 for about 9-10 months, and then I just checked yesterday, it's 166 countries around the world, and my wife just goes like that. So anyway, you have some fascinating apps, and the one that I really like is this Over 40. So tell me about it.
Sure.
Tell everybody about it.
Well, so about 4 years ago, a friend of mine and I were out having dinner, and it was in a dark restaurant, and I couldn't read the menu. I'm over 40. And I thought, well, there ought to be an app for that, right? So we wrote one. And this one, Over 40, is a magnifier and flashlight that helps people see clearly, turn on the light in a restaurant, or people use it to check behind their computer and see the MAC address on the back. I mean, I love getting the comments from people. I've got a lot of 5-star reviews, and it gives me a charge to see them. And
just did last week. I just had to give a serial number actually to the folks at Seagate, and they said, you know, what's your serial number? And I had my glasses on, and I'm looking at it like, you got to be kidding me.
Yep.
Yep. I wish I had that app.
There you go. So let me show you how it looks.
Well,
so
let's tell our audience what's going on, how we have this hooked up, so you know exactly what we're doing. I have a manual here that is probably a six point type, and I can see it with my glasses fairly clearly. It's not real large though, so we're going to have this on the table. And Troy has his iPhone right here. I'm basically going to lay this down on the table here. And then what we're going to do is actually through AirPlay, take the iPhone and put it right on the screen. So you're actually going to be seeing precisely what you're doing.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm just going to tap on the icon. So there's an over 40 plus icon. I guess you can see it right behind me. We're at the restaurant, or we're looking at the manual, and we're just right there. And we just pull it right in and grab a hold of the image. There it is. So now we're looking at this tiny font, but even that might not be big enough. So I can zoom in all the way up to 10x.
That's great.
And then I say, well, I'm close, but I need to look at this with a little more inspection so I can pause it. So I hit the pause button. Right. And I can step away from whatever I'm looking at.
So it's like freeze frame now.
I've frozen it, and then I can say, oh, wait a minute, what was that? And I can zoom in, and I can get a little closer. So you can really get in or pull out and get a better perspective. And so I kind of have some fun there. And then when I'm finally, sometimes I want to save, it's like, I want to save it. Maybe
right.
It's a receipt, so I can save it to the camera roll. But normally I don't. I'm done. I've seen what I need to see.
Right.
There's some other cool features. I've had requests from some users that have said, well, can I get rid of the tools? Sometimes I want to use the whole screen for what I'm magnifying.
Right.
So you can two-finger tap, and everything goes away. I have some little on-screen help. And all of the tools go away, and you get the full screen for use to read and whatever you want. The other thing is it rotates. So when the tools are there, as you can see, they kind of rotate with you. So you can just continue to control.
That's
you get
great.
A little finer control of the magnifier. And, of course, the flashlight. So we're well lit.
So it gives you light in addition to magnifying.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's get that in clear focus.
Hold that on
there. That's a function of moving it forward or
yeah, because I keep moving around.
Okay, now can you take a picture of that.
I can freeze frame that guy.
Okay, so you freeze frame that. And now you have the ability to save that out as a picture and send it to someone or whatever you want to do. Save it as a receipt, print it out later, whatever.
Exactly.
That's what great functionality.
And you can also, if you want, you can share it with Facebook. You can just a picture of what you're just doing, and you can send out to your Facebook. And sometimes people like to share something they're working on. And then finally, it has mirror mode. So we've had people request, well, what about the mirror? So you can flip it around and you can, you know, just look at yourself and you can zoom in on that. Sometimes that's a little too much. And so it's got some real functionality. People use it. They never leave home without their iPhone or their Android. Sometimes they forget their reading glasses. Sometimes they forget the lighted magnifier. So it's like it really is a cool utility.
That's really convenient. Now, how do you get the app?
Thank you.
It's on the Android too, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So you can go to the App Store or Google Play. It's called Over 40, and it's the number 40, and you can just find it. There's a couple versions. I think you mentioned at the beginning of the show, you twist them arm.
He didn't, but I'm happy to
extend an offer to your viewers.
Oh, well, we appreciate that.
For the next, I think it's next, throughout the weekend and next week, I'm going to cut everything in price in half. So it's normally $3.99 for over 40 plus. We'll go down to $1.99.
That's $3.99.
Sorry, yes.
Okay.
And then over 40 is normally $1.99. There's two versions, one with ads that help support the development, and the other one you can just not, you know, you pay a little extra and get rid of that.
So now you're getting it for half price.
Getting everything for half price.
And that will be good for 1 week. So you're seeing it Thursday. So next Wednesday night at midnight, you'll be back to paying the regular amount, which quite frankly for $4 is still worth it, I think.
I just can't get over how fun it is to read the reviews that people put. I have a guy that's 82 years old, and he talks about how he uses it every day. I have people that are partially sighted or visually impaired that say it changed their life to have something like this in their pocket. So I didn't invent it for that, but when I found out about it, I was like, what a cool function.
You know, I can't tell you how many things that I work on, and as I said, just the serial numbers alone, and then I'm bending down, I can't see it. What's great about that is I could bend down, click it, I got a picture of it, then I can get back up on my chair and say, okay, here it is.
You're right on.
And then when they don't hear you, it's still there. So I like that. I like that a lot.
Cool.
So I appreciate you cutting the price in half for 1 week for the benefit of our Gadget Professor fans, and I'm sure they like it also. And if you want to email Troy, there's his address right underneath us. So you will answer questions or whatever. Now, you're a developer, And you actually have another app that I also thought was quite cool, especially since yours truly went to Hawaii and meticulously packed. And when I got to Hawaii, my hairbrush, my shaving gear, and a variety of other things were left in my bathroom, which was there's stores in Hawaii, but I was annoyed that I left it. So you have an app that the gadget professor needs to get.
Well, so we develop apps for a living. That's what we love to do. Apps on Android, apps on iPhone, iPad.
Well, I'll just go back, Mike, to his website. We'll click Perfolio here, and you can see that there's quite a few things.
Yeah,
that you've actually
those are some
on.
Of our recent projects. Some of them are apps. Some of them are web applications, web development projects. So we just have a great time with all that stuff. And so one of our other products that we have in the App Store, and this is for iPad and iPhone, is called the Essential Travel Checklist. And I invented that. I don't know. It's probably about a few years ago as well. And it was like I get to the airport and I have that feeling that I forgot something. And so I thought, well, there must be a way to fix that problem. Yeah. So this app comes with 9 checklists already in place, and each checklist has 10 or 15 things that you just absolutely don't want to forget. For example, to do before your trip, to pack, when you go on a car trip or a plane trip.
So as you're putting it in the suitcase, you
just check it off. And my software isn't recording, but this, I'll just, so you can look at it on our website. And I had it a second ago, I just hit a button that turned it off. I'll show it to you this way. And so it's a beautiful little checklist, got a picture of Paris, I remind you that you're traveling. And there's little check boxes, you check them off and you just go along.
Can I add something to that list that you don't have on there? Like medications, for example. What happens if I have like 10 medications?
So you can add items, you can reorder the items, and you can delete items, so some things may not apply. And you can add separate additional lists. So what I actually use this to keep track of my to-do list. It's not traveling, but that's it. So it's a checklist app which comes preloaded with travel.
That's
tips.
Great, and that's also available for iPhone and Android?
Just iPhone and iPad for
okay.
now.
Okay, and what's the cost of that?
And that one is $1.99 in the App Store.
You're going to cut that one in half too for the week?
You got it.
I just asked him
99
that.
Cents.
He didn't know I was going to ask him that. Trust me. Okay, well, that's very kind of you. That's great.
Well, I'm happy to be here. I really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you coming on. So, Troy, I like very much what I see. I think they're both, quite frankly, killer apps. The magnifier is just, to me, it's just a no-brainer. Particularly if you're in a restaurant and you can't see, even the menu, at least you have the flashlight, and then you have the ability to blow it up. Also, if you're reading a contract and you want to read the fine print,
I recommend reading the fine print.
It's good for that too. Well,
yeah.
Thank you very much for being on.
I really enjoyed having you on there.
And I hope that you enjoyed the episode this week. It's always really cool when you can get a developer and an inventor to come right into the studio and show what they're working on. And as usual, I get no money for this whatsoever. It's just a lot of fun meeting interesting people. And certainly, Troy is an interesting guy. So he's at elbowroomstudios.com. And you had the email address that Mike just put up, so there you go. Troy at elbowroomstudios.com, and he'd be more than happy to maybe you have something that you need developed, just drop him a line and he'll get back in touch with you. So that will wrap it up today, folks, for the Gadget Professor. I really appreciate you watching the show, and we will be back next Thursday night with another adventure. I'm still trying to get those people from Rebel Mouse to Skype in with me and have a little powwow, and everybody's running in different directions, but I am going to bring the people from Rebel Mouse live and in color to our Scottsdale studio. So thank you so much for tuning in. I look forward to seeing you next Thursday night. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.